Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One a Day, where we discuss some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. This is April 27th, Acts chapter 27. Let's get to it. Paul is on a ship heading to Rome, placed under the custody of a Roman officer named Julius. They had several days' delays due to strong headwinds in the first part of their journey. The captain has been trying to push through so they won't be stuck in a distant, dangerous port through the winter. Well, here's how Luke describes the situation. We had lost a lot of time. The weather was becoming dangerous for sea travel because it was so late in the fall, and Paul spoke to the ship's officers about it. And since Fair Havens was an exposed harbor, a poor place to spend the winter, most of the crew wanted to go on to Phoenix, farther up the coast of Crete, to spend the winter there. Phoenix was a good harbor, with only a southwest and a northwest exposure. Now, if I had been a Christian advisor to this group, I probably would have sided with the captain. Anyway, here's a quick summary. Paul, I believe there's trouble ahead if we leave now. Julius.
Captain, what do you think?
The captain. Well, Fair Havens here is an exposed harbor. Let's compromise. We should go on to Phoenix, then up the coastline.
So, what do you think we should do?
I'd say let's make a run for it.
Sounds good. I'm with you.
Look, a light wind has just begun blowing from the south.
Sounds like the gods are telling us we'll be okay.
Let's go.
We are with you all the way.
I'm telling you guys, troubles await.
We'll be fine. We'll just sail closely along the coast. What's the worst that could happen?
And later...
Hey, we're finally making good time. I've never been in a ship that went so fast. Well done, Captain. Wait, why are we going this direction?
The storm, it's driving us out to sea. Lower the sea anchor.
The gale force winds are continuing to batter the ship.
Throw everything overboard.
Captain, I hate to bother you, but it has been days now.
Our hope is gone. No one has eaten. We are exhausted, and we just might all die.
Crew, let's get together here. Listen, you all should have listened to me in the first place and not left Crete. You would have avoided all this damage and loss.
You are right. All is lost. Alas, I'll go down with the ship.
But take courage. None of you will lose your lives, even though the ship will go down. Don't be afraid. And the angel said to Paul, "Don't be afraid, Paul, for you will surely stand trial before Caesar. What's more, God in his goodness has granted safety to everyone sailing with you."
What I'm saying is God told me so. That's what I'm saying. That's because God told me so. But now an angel of God has told me that I will surely stand trial before Caesar. How's that? Whenever God calls me surely, I know it will happen, just as he said. But, by the way, we will be shipwrecked here.
What was that?
I told you so. But it's okay. God's got this. Well, as I say, I think I would have sided with the captain on this, being anxious to get home rather than spend months away due to bad sailing season. I might have taken the moment of good weather, just like he did, as a sign that we could sneak in a trip before the seasonal storms arrived. But of course, I would have been wrong. But God's got this. It's true. I would have lost my ship and all that was on board, but my own life would have been spared. Spared to reflect all winter on Paul's I told you so. May you and I never put God in a position where he would say, I told you so. Amen.